Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. I want to start today's reflection by reading the gospel for today. It's a reading from the Holy Gospel of Matthew. At that time, Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, went upon the mountain, and sat there. Great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, and many others. They placed them at his feet, and he cured them. The crowds were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind able to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Jesus summoned his disciples and said, "My heart is moved with pity for the crowd, for they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, for fear they may collapse on the way." The disciples said to him, "Where could we ever get enough bread in this deserted place to satisfy such a crowd?" Jesus said to them, "How many loaves do you have?" "Seven," they replied, "and a few fish." He ordered the crowd to sit on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They pick up the fragments left over, 7 baskets full. I was first moved after reading this gospel by this invitation to place things at Jesus' feet. During the season of Advent, as we prepare for Jesus to come, we have these different invitations, and one is to consider the things that we need to prepare, that we need to be ready to hand over to Jesus. And if we follow this passage, perhaps it's time to consider the things in the areas in our life that are lame, blind, deformed, or mute. Things that perhaps are not the way that God intends them to be. And our gospel today invites us to place these things at Jesus' feet. Now, we wonder sometimes what are we going to be left, or what's possible. If we start to hand these things over, then what's going to happen? Right? If we start handing over our extra 20 minutes in our commute every day, or if we start handing over the mental energy that focuses on making sure all things are in order on our phones and that emails are checked, and that those little things that we spend so much time towards, if we do give that up, what's God going to do with it? And I love this passage because God takes all these things and he doesn't change them into something else. He heals them. He heals the deformities. It says, the deformed made whole, the lame walking, the blind to see. And they glorified God. We have this invitation today, especially as we enter into the season of Advent, to entrust things over to God for him to make new. And to not be afraid that he'll give it to us and we won't have that deformity anymore. Part of this reflection is simply to acknowledge, to become aware of the deformities within our lives, so that we have a desire for God to heal them, rather than just simply get comfortable with or simply accept the deformities of the way that we live our lives, to have this great hope. And if we feel like it's impossible, Then the second half of the gospel reading invites us to give God what we have then. And he'll make more possible than we could have ever imagined. Let us pray. Lord God, give me the grace to see the disorder in my life, to see the ways in which I put other things first, ways that I am increasingly anxious or concerned, ways that I am not present to the people around me. Lord, help me to become aware of these disordered tendencies, disciplines, and areas of my life where I know that I'm in need of your perfect love, your perfect grace, and help me to entrust them to you. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.